degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
The plan right now is to have three beer vendors, including our own.
Downtown Moorhead is planning the annual Oktoberfest celebration this weekend.
Rehearsals begin tomorrow for an annual choir performance this holiday season.
Boyd County has declared a state of emergency.
Residents in Martin County say they can't afford a water rate increase.
A state representative accused of sexual harassment will not run for office next year.
In sports, Rowan County's volleyball team is back in action tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear tonight with a low around 68. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
Moorhead will soon see its first annual Oktoberfest celebration downtown. The event is set for October 5th on Baton Oates Drive and features music along with multiple food and beer vendors. Coordinated by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated, Director Tony Pence says it's going to be a great time.
Stacy Baker, Dr. Baker, and her tuba euphonium and the folks that do that kind of, we're going to do polka on the street. So, put your dancing shoes on and come do some polka with us. We're hoping to, people have been requesting that for several years.
The event is set to begin at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, but Penn says the festivities will fully get underway following the Moorhead State University home football game that day.
Rehearsals begin on Wednesday for an annual choral performance. Singers in the Moorhead region are invited to participate in a community performance of Handel's Messiah. Rehearsals are every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. at First Baptist Church on Main Street. Greg Detweiler is the Director of Choral Activities in the Department of Music, Theater, and Dance. He says this is a great way to bring the community together, especially during the holiday season.
Well, I think it's, first of all, great to bring the college and the university together no matter what. I mean, that's what I like to do is bring people together. And to do something that's one of the greatest choral works, it's just a spectacular project, I think.
Dress rehearsal will be on Saturday, December 14th at 7 p.m., and the performance will be at 3 p.m. on Sunday at First Baptist Church in Moorhead. For more information, contact Greg Detweiler at g.detweiler@moorheadstate.edu.
The Moorhead Young Professionals Association is still looking for teams to compete in the third annual Shop with a Trooper Adult Kickball Tournament. The tournament will be held October 12th with games starting at 9 a.m. at the community park. Beth Reynolds is the president of the Moorhead YPA. She says this year's event will go to help KSP post 8.
Every holiday season around Christmas, they select families from their post district, which includes 11 different counties. And they take them Christmas shopping. And so what this money from the kickball tournament does is it allows them to add additional families into the program. The kids who shop receive so much money for clothing and then money for other desired or wanted items.
Co-ed teams of 10 to 12 individuals can compete in the tournament. To register, email Reynolds at brey514@gmail.com.
Boyd County Judge Executive Eric Cheney has declared a state of emergency today, prohibiting all burning within the county. The ban comes in response to extreme local drought conditions. Boyd County Emergency Management Director Tim England talks about the reasoning behind the ban.
We've spoke to National Weather Service. We've got some data from them. It looks like the drought conditions were going to continue, and we've got some real issues with some brush fires that we've had, small ones, and we know that it's increasing with the drought conditions. And for the safety of our first responders as well as the public, we chose to request a burn ban.
England says that officials with the National Weather Service have indicated that some rain may be coming next week, but it won't be enough to relieve the drought. He says the ban will likely be in place for 3 to 4 weeks.
Residents of Martin County, Kentucky, are asking for a halt to rate increases on water bills. A report from the Appalachian Citizens Law Center released Monday says about 44% of households in that region have incomes below $25,000 per year. Nina McCoy, a resident of Martin County, tells WKYT she's pushing for change.
This is not acceptable. Of the 70 citizens that I have tested their water, two of those use their water for cooking or drinking. And so that's what it's like in Martin County.
County residents continue to drink bottled water, and many homes have pressure issues or discolored water. About 44% of households in Martin County have incomes below $25,000 per year.
The Lexington Public Library is now offering free classes for recovering addicts and their families. Timothy Sanders is not only the outreach coordinator for Stop Heroin Lexington, he's also a recovered addict himself. Sanders went to the Hope Center and got help. Now 28 months sober, he's giving back to the community and using his story to help others.
You know, when I was arrested, I was put on the news because I OD'd. My three-year-old daughter was with me. So I was blasted all over the news as this monster and drug addict and all that. You know, I was a menace at one point. Today I'm trying to be productive and help people.
Sanders says this is just the beginning and hopes that the program will grow. He wants his success story to be one of many to come.
Versailles is voting on an LGBTQ plus rule this evening. WMKY's Wyatt Melton has the story.
In the city of Versailles, people can be denied service at a restaurant, a job from an employer, or housing if the clerk believes the customer is a part of the LGBTQ plus community. There are only about a dozen cities in the state of Kentucky with the anti-discrimination ordinance in place. According to fairness.org, both Lexington and Louisville passed it in 1999. At tonight's city council meeting, members are expected to hear a second reading of the proposal and then vote on the ruling that would change the way businesses interact with customers they think are a part of the community. The public meeting is scheduled for 5:30 p.m. tonight at the Versailles City Hall. For WMKY News, I'm Wyatt Melton reporting.
An Eastern Kentucky medical facility has partnered with the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. The partnership allows crisis callers in the region to be rerouted to a local counselor at the Mountain Comprehensive Care Center located in Prestonsburg. Crisis coordinator Martin Mead tells WYMT the local intervention means more specific aid.
It's important to be answered by people within your community because people outside the community don't have access to the resources that we have here.
Mead says some callers just need to someone to talk to, which is another function of the crisis center. The national number is 1-800-273-8255. The crisis center can also be reached at 1-800-422-1060.
Fayette County Public School officials are happy with the latest state and national test results for the district. The results were released by the Kentucky Department of Education today. The results show that the district is taking the right steps to improve the schools. LEX 18 had the chance to speak with Superintendent Manny Kalk. He says they will continue to implement those turnaround plans and invest needed resources.
Our district embraced the opportunity we were given to examine existing practices, reconsider current strategies, identify innovative solutions, and make mid-course adjustments with the support of our school board.
Last fall, seven schools were recognized for comprehensive support and improvement based on performance in the bottom 5% of schools.
Newly released U.S. Census data shows middle and low-income Kentuckians are not feeling much of a boost from the economic expansion. That's according to a report by the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy. Despite some slight growth in median income and some dips in poverty in eastern Kentucky, Dustin Pugel with a liberal-leaning think tank says once inflation and other factors are added to the mix, the overall financial outlook for those in the middle and lower brackets remains pretty flat.
Essentially what we're seeing is, even though there's been a long-term economic recovery, the numbers haven't really changed for most Kentuckians.
The median income for Kentuckians in 2018 was just over $50,000. Stubborn poverty rates also didn't budge much, with disparities in households by race persisting. The center says census numbers show poverty was worse for Black and Latino residents, while the child poverty rate stayed statistically unchanged at 23% from 2017 to 2018.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by-the-hour or per-game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Republican State Representative Jeff Hoover of Jamestown says he will not be seeking re-election in 2020. Hoover was involved in a secret sexual harassment settlement with a legislative staffer, causing him to step down as Speaker in 2018. Hoover, along with three other lawmakers, paid a $110,000 settlement to Marisa Espinoza in 2017 for sexual harassment. Spectrum News reports that investigative agencies obtained a sealed deposition from Espinoza, revealing details of harassment in which she says she dealt with daily touching by the former House Speaker, and she says she was sexually assaulted by Hoover more than 50 times during her employment. Hoover announced his decision to not seek re-election to WSJR Radio in a statement. He has served in the House since 1997.
The Daniel Boone National Forest says a wildfire at Red River Gorge happened yesterday at Sky Bridge. Authorities tell WKYT that an escaped campfire caused the wildfire. The area was closed while firefighters worked to establish containment lines. The fire is expected to burn more than 100 acres. This comes 3 days after the Daniel Boone National Forest issued a burn ban against the use of campfires outside of approved areas. Campfires are allowed only in developed recreation areas of the Daniel Boone National Forest where metal or concrete fire rings or grills are installed by the Forest Service.
A Lincoln County High School student is charged with first-degree sexual abuse after authorities reviewed footage on a bus recording system. WKYT reports 18-year-old Matthew Boswell is in the Lincoln County Regional Jail on the felony charge stemming from an incident Friday afternoon as students were getting a ride home from school. Lincoln County Schools released a statement saying the assault happened after the bus departed Houstonville Elementary School. School Resource Officer Preston Middleton was notified Monday morning about what happened and reviewed the video. An arrest report states Boswell is alleged to have repeatedly grabbed a 13-year-old girl inappropriately while she resisted. The school district sent notices to parents and guardians of students who were on the bus route.
Kentucky State Police have identified a murder victim in Floyd County. WMKY's Sarah Mead has the story.
Kentucky State Police troopers were called to Branham's Creek to check on the welfare of a person living there on Friday. When troopers made entry into the home, 63-year-old Paul Fultz was found dead. Detectives tell LEX18 Fultz's death was not natural and foul play is suspected. The case is ongoing and anyone with information is urged to contact Kentucky State Police. For WMKY News, I'm Sarah Mead.
The woman accused in a deadly crash that killed three people, including her own sister, appeared in Fayette County District Court this morning for a preliminary hearing. 42-year-old Tammy Rodriguez is charged with three counts of murder for a crash that happened on I-75 last month. Police say Rodriguez was driving a Ford F-150 truck south in the northbound lanes of I-75 after making a U-turn when she struck two vehicles. Police tell LEX18 Rodriguez hit one vehicle head-on, killing 26-year-old Taylor Blevins and her sister, 20-year-old Caitlin Bailey. Also killed was Rodriguez's sister, Debbie Lynn Bevins, who was a passenger in her truck. Police say Rodriguez was under the influence. She was brought to court in a wheelchair and her arm in a sling. The judge ordered a 30-day continuance to allow Rodriguez to be given a psychiatric evaluation. She will be back in court on November the 5th.
And now taking a look at your region's weather. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 64. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 94. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 68. Thursday, sunny and hot with a high near 91. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. Friday, sunny with a high near 71. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 47. Saturday, sunny with a high near 76. And now taking a look at current temperatures in the WMKY listening area. It's currently 94 degrees in Lexington, Ashland, and Grayson, 92 degrees in Winchester and Mount Sterling, 96 degrees in Inez, and it's 94 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
WMKY's fall fundraiser and membership drive is in its fourth day, and we appreciate you spending time with us this afternoon. Our goal is $17,500 to replace our aging Master Control audio board. The current board has been in service for nearly two decades, and we have a vital need to replace it before it's too late. We hope to continue providing valuable programming and training for our student employees, and a new board will help us do just that. If you want to call and make your donation, do so now by giving us a call at 606-783-2001, or you can go online to WMKY.org and go to the Support Us tab, and that will give you an idea of how to follow the secure form, shoots us over an email, and lets us know that you made a pledge. And we do appreciate you taking the time to do that. Keneally, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but I'm going to ask you a question to kind of tell our listeners exactly how working at MSPR has been beneficial to your particular education, because you're a freshman here at Morehead State University.
I actually started at MSPR when I was a senior in high school. I was, I think, one of the, if not the first high school student to ever start here while they were in high school.
I think you were the second, because Tanner Hesterberg did when he was in high school.
I see,
too.
I see. Mm-hmm. But still, it's...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah. And it just, it kind of decided to me what I wanted to do with my life. Like, before I started working here, I was fluctuating on my major. I was either going to be an English major, an education major, a psych major. I had no idea what I wanted to do. But then I started working here, and I'm like, oh, journalism. So then that put me in the Convergent Media major here at MSU, and that's just been a really good thing for me because now I have a purpose and I know what I want to do, mm-hmm. and that's pretty cool.
And you're really good at it.
Thanks.
So I'm really excited to have you here. And if you, our listeners, want to continue to support students like Keneally Roberts, like Cody Robinson that's over in the board, like Shamari Mosley, who's getting ready to do sports with us, or Lori Likens, who's out there waiting to answer the phone right now, we would really appreciate the call right now, 606-783-2001, or online at WMKY.org. It's currently 448 and dropped down to 91 degrees here in Morehead, but it does actually feel like 95 out there. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, and I'm coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio right here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. Shamari Mosley has a look at sports after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Morehead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include the meats, the works, Tuscan six cheese, and many more. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookie and double chocolate chip brownie. For pickup and delivery in Morehead and Brown County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
Brown County Volleyball is on the road this evening to face off with Russell. For WMKY Sports, I'm Shamari Mosley. The Round County High School volleyball team will be on the road this evening. The Vikings are heading to Russell, who has so far gone undefeated in region play this season. Round head coach Steve Walters says his girls know what to expect going into the matchup.
You know, Russell's Russell. They have been for a long time, generally speaking, our biggest rival. It's going to be at their place, which is a difficult gym to play in, you know, kind of old, kind of small, kind of lower ceilings and stuff like that.
First serve in Russell this evening is set for 7 o'clock. Taking a look at other volleyball action across the 16th region tonight, Ashland Blazer plays host to Pikeville and Morgan County heads to Lee County at 6:30. Then East Carter welcomes Huntington, West Virginia. Memphis travels to Fleming County, Raceland hosts Greenup, and West Carter hosts Bath County. All four of those matchups are set to begin at 7 o'clock. The Round County girls soccer team plays host to Lawrence County tonight. The Vikings stand 15-1-2 this season, coming off of a win over Boyd County last night. Head coach Alan Evans says his team will be looking for payback in tonight's matchup.
They've beat us the last 3 years in a row, and then they beat us probably the worst loss we had last year, 7-1. They did lose a lot of players, but they're always tough. They play a real physical game. We're very organized, and they're going to make a statement. Game before, they were going to end our streak and then pick up that momentum going into districts. And so we're playing back-to-back, which is always tough, and they're going to play back-to-back. And so sometimes in that first and second round of the region, you have to play back-to-back, so it's prepare us for that. And
game time tonight is set for 6:30. Taking a look at other girls' soccer action across the 16th region tonight, Fleming County travels to Ashland Blazer for a 6:30 matchup. West Carter hosts Bath County and Memphis hosts Morgan County for doubleheader games tonight. Girls face off at 6 p.m. with the boys' game to follow at 8. And other boys' soccer action tonight, East Carter hosts Hurricane West Virginia at 7 p.m. We'll have scores from all of tonight's high school sports action tomorrow on Morning Edition. Round County's football team is back on the practice field this afternoon. The Vikings are recovering after loss Friday night at Scott High, 54-28. Head coach Kelly Ford says the team will have to get healthy before this week's matchup.
We lost two major offensive linemen Friday night with Austin Lytle and Brady Kelsey. We got some other guys that's banged up front that we got to get back healthy. That's the first thing. And then, you know, going into this week, we've got to eliminate our brain farts that we had on the field that's going to put us in bad situations.
The Vikings host Holmes this Friday for homecoming. After a successful weekend, Morehead State Volleyball is on a 5-game winning streak. The Eagles have been lifted by the play of veterans such as Olivia Loheimer and new faces, including OVC Newcomer of the Week, Bridget Bessler. Head coach Jamie Gordon says that mix has been key in his team's development.
I think we've got a good balance of youth and experience. We've got several different players that can step up offensively and take on the role of point scorers. But we also have a strong defensive core. And, you know, I think one of our biggest strengths is just our team chemistry. The team really has a strong connection and bond.
MSU heads on the road this weekend. They'll stop in Cookeville for a Saturday contest with Tennessee Tech before making the trek to Alabama to take on Jacksonville State on Sunday. Keeneland announced yesterday that it has hired two safety experts in advance of their fall meet. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
Prominent equine practitioner Dr. George Monday is now equine safety director, and Jim Pendergast, general manager of the Thoroughbred Center and longtime racetrack professional, is the director of racing surfaces. The two will serve on the track management team. According to LEX18, Dr. Monday will develop, communicate, and enforce safety and integrity policies, review all racing-related accidents, assess research, and proactively communicate best practices to the racing community and public. Pendergast has previously overseen major renovations to the track. He will continue as general manager of TTC in addition to his new duties. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
And that's all we have for sports tonight. For WMKY, I'm Shamari Mosley.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Soccer hosts Murray State at 6 p.m. on Friday, and football welcomes Davidson on Saturday for Community Appreciation Day. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks dropped today, the first trading day of the fourth quarter, as disappointing manufacturing data stoked worries over the U.S. economy. And the Dow Industrials did show a loss of 343.79 at 26,573.04. The S&P 500 was down 36.49 at 2940.25, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 90.65 to finish at 7908.69. The Institute for Supply Management said U.S. manufacturing activity contracted to its worst level since June 2009. The ISM report follows the release of weak manufacturing data from Europe, and shares of manufacturers such as Honeywell, 3M, and Eaton all rolled over on the data release, with each losing at least 2.8%. And next week, U.S. and Chinese negotiators are expected to meet in Washington to discuss a potential trade deal between the world's largest economies, and the two sides have slapped tariffs on billions of dollars worth of each other's goods. Sentiment around these talks has improved recently. A spokeswoman for the U.S. Treasury said the White House is not contemplating blocking Chinese companies from listing shares on U.S. stock exchanges at this time. Treasury bond yields reversed earlier increases and actually dropped today as investors sold stocks in favor of the traditionally safer U.S. government bond. The 10-year yield was down at 1.64% at the close after earlier rising to around 1.75%, and yields around the world initially rose after a sovereign debt auction in Japan saw weak demand. In corporate news, Charles Schwab shares dropped nearly 10% after the brokerage said it's ending commissions on stock trading. TD Ameritrade was down more than 20% on the news, while E-Trade slid 16%. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1%, finishing at $53.56 a barrel. Gold was up 1% at $1,487.40 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks had a bad day, with the Stock 600 index down 1.3%. Asian markets were mixed, with the Nikkei up 0.6% and the Shanghai Composite down 0.9%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, is Dollar General up 10 cents at $159.04, UPS down $4 and a penny at $115.81, Fifth Third Bank down 91 cents at $26.47, Marathon Petroleum down 38 cents at $60.37, and Anthem was down $1.72 to finish at $238.38. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
And we have a quick thank you to pass along to Jeffrey Harris over in Owingsville. Thank you so much for calling in your pledge of support for Moorhead State Public Radio. We really appreciate the time that you took to call in and let us know that you really enjoy midday news and NPR news. He says he enjoys local and national news, and so do I. I really appreciate putting it together for you and reading it to you every day, making sure you guys all understand exactly what's happening in our region and across the globe. We really appreciate the opportunity that you are giving us. And if you want to join in with the members here, become a member, become a member of a special club of Moorhead State Public Radio, give us a call, 606-783-2001, or online at wmky.org under the Support Us tab. We need your donation to help us buy a brand new audio board right here in Master Control, and we can't do it without you. We really appreciate the time that you spend with us each day. And that's all the time we have for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Zoe Hall, Wyatt Melton, Sarah Mead, Shamari Mosley, Nacogdoches Miller, Cody Robinson, WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and this is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Keneally Roberts and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.